This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, more of the KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
Tying run at second, one down in the ninth. Pitch is driven into the gap in left center field. This is back, and it's going to tie the game. It bounces off the track and over the wall. Automatic double. Roman Anthony knots the game at four. Does he have stones or what?
KJ Show, Sunday, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Roman Anthony almost earning all of that contract friendly to the team money last night and almost saving core, but they lost. I'll get into Roman Anthony here shortly. 617-779-7937. What do you have on the text line, Zach?
This is another one from the 508. KJ, what was the business number to the station again? Where is that breakfast spot?
Okay, so the breakfast spot is not a real spot. The hash and smash, though, that sounds really good. Doesn't that sound really good right now, Zach? So, smash some eggs with some hash right now? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that sounds like a place I'd like to be.
Oh, yeah. So the number is 617-779-3500. That is our business office. So got a great breakfast spot. Wouldn't that line up perfect with the KJ? It's like, hey, let's wake. Then go to this breakfast spot that KJ talks about, you know? I there are no specials when I say 617-779-3500. All right. So the one thing that I've been saying about Roman Anthony when he came up from Worcester from second assist, they're still in Pawtucket. Now that place is shut down. When he came from Worcester, I said, do not look at him as the 497 home run hitting Robert Redford in the natural. Think about this guy's success is going to be able to spray the ball to the opposite field, because that's how they're going to try. And if you know a guy's coming up, you hit a 497 foot bomb, guess where they're going to try and not pitch you? How about down and in? That's why you almost never see people try and challenge Roman Anthony down and in, just because of folklore, right? Like, you don't want to be the current folklore. That's why I don't have a problem with him only having a couple of home runs. But he's in the middle of every piece of action, and it happened again last night. So much so where, Zach, as you could clearly understand, I had to be up O'Dark early to be here to perform at such a high level that I'm like, damn, Cora has lost this game. You're going to let Giolito stay in there and walk four guys? That doesn't happen in Little League. It doesn't. And I was like, man, Cora got caught flat-footed, not having someone in there ready to go in the pen, because Steven Matz, he's just like, all right, give me the ball. He goes to the soft toss. All right. So his soft toss is what comes to the plate, and it's effective. You could have had him in there when you still had the lead and Giolito had walked two straight guys. Because remember, he walked four straight guys.
And even another mistake in that inning is not challenging the play at third where it looked like Tatis was out. They didn't even end up using their challenge.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Because when San Diego used their challenge, when you clearly see that Xander Bogaerts sticks the knee onto Hamilton's hand and pushes him off the base, they win the challenge off of something that they should have lost. Like, I'm with Lou Maloney last night. He said, I hate the call. And I was like, Lou, I'm going to say it deeper than you probably can say it on a television broadcast. Major League Baseball has to do something about the person coming off of the base rule. Because if that's the case, then why not tag their ass once they run through first? Why not? Here's my solution. And if it's stolen, it wouldn't be the first time. Look at all the inventions at the patent office that have been stolen over the years. If that runner slides to the right of the bag on the stolen base and that's where the continuum happens, it should be seen no different than the imaginary line that runs extending first when you run through first. So first of all, I always thought like, hey, if you get to the base before you get tagged, you're safe. Now, if you slide into the bag and your motion takes you towards the next base and you come off, just like, watch this, at first base, that if you beat it out, but if you turn yourself into the outfield, you put yourself back into the field of play. I don't think it's that hard. Because you know where it's going to show up? It's going to, like, you're going to take away one of the best things that's come back to baseball, and that's the stolen base, because people will say, well, we want to take a chance of, you know, somebody sliding over the base and then we lose a base runner and everything is station to station. Hello, British Army 1774, all in a straight line in red. God. Okay. Roman Anthony. was I a little heated there for a second? Like, come on, man.
Damn!
Yeah, I was a little heated. It all pissed me off. Roman Anthony got a team-friendly deal. And so when you hear an argument, people are like, oh, that's dumb. It's dumb and dumb and dumb. And why you just... Either you're thinking about Roman Anthony or you're thinking about the team. Those who have been saying, yeah, I put out a meme saying, like, you know, him and Rafaela in 4 years are going to be looking at snowflakes as they see all these free agent deals get done. We still got a ways to go. Look at all that snow falling for everybody else. I'm thinking of the player. I'm thinking of the player. Like, yeah, it's great for the team, but I'm thinking of the player. I'm going to do it because what was my over under 3 minutes to mention Mookie Betts' name on this show? Well, I've gotten an hour and 13 minutes in. Listen to what Mookie was paid before it became an issue, and this is why I say I'm rooting more for the Roman Anthony portion of this than I am for the team. In 2015, Mookie made $514,000. In 2016, he was the runner-up for MVP, and made $566,000. In 17, it went up to, watch this, $950,000. And now he's an all-star for two straight years, but he's making less than $1 million. He's making less than $1 million and he's an all-star and runner-up MVP. So of course you go and we get a little subtle judge called the arbitrator in there. And in 2018, he's the MVP. He's an all-star and he makes $10.5 million. $19, $20 million all-star. And then 20, he's gone to the Dodgers. So those who are rooting for the contract are really kind of the ones who are kind of subconsciously saying they did Mookie wrong. Even though if that's not, it's what you're subconsciously saying, because there's no way you're going to get a person to be the second runner-up to MVP ever again, and they're making $600,000 a year. Way robbery. Here, that could be the case, but I don't think those things can happen. If you're telling me, do you think Roman Anthony will be the MVP within the next 2 years? I don't think so. Positive? I mean, the team is damn near getting free labor for 4 years. And that's assuming that all of us are correct of what we see with Roman Anthony. And in this $1 million escalator, if he finishes either runner-up or rookie of the year, Those escalators hit in like 30 and 31. I think it's like in 30 and 31, something like that.
Well, and the big one is in that last year, the club option for $30 million. It can get up to like $51 million if he wins. I mean, it's not going to happen because he'd have to win MVP for eight straight seasons.
All-star games, yeah, and all that. Right, so he pretty much has to do Mookie-esque stuff at the $500,000 level, which is like now $1 million. I think it's like $1 million. It's like $2 million, $4 million, $8 million, $15 million. Those are like those first 4 years. So the money doubles every year for the first 4 years, which looks incredible, right? Because, hey, last year they were giving me $2 million. This year they gave me four. Last year they gave me four. This year they gave me eight. Last year they gave me eight. Next year they gave me 15. Then it's 23. Like, the 30 doesn't come, right? Like the 30 doesn't come after the 15. The 32 doesn't come in year five. And to put in perspective, what is Juan Soto getting? 60 a year now?
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah. So after 4 years, Roman Anthony won't even be in a discussion to get $30 million a year in 4 years from now. Do you know what the market's going to look like? Oh, my God.
To be fair, he wouldn't be in line for $30 mil anyways 4 years from now, most likely, through the arbitration process.
But a lot of that's going to be based on what else is going on in the league, right? So,
right, yeah.
So here's the thing. You would say that Roman Anthony in 4 years is going to be more than what half the player of what Juan Soto is, right? Like if we're going to arbitration, making this argument, like, so you might say, well, nah, we don't see that number. It's just like, well, no, I don't care what you see in me in the number. I care what the other numbers are, how these guys are performing, right? What does it look like when you're at the last year, let's say the last year of Mike Trout's number? I don't know when Mike Trout's deal is up, but let's just say it's up in 4 years. You may argue, hey, what I've done here in the last 4 years is comparable to what Mike Trout has done in the last three. Why can't I get his last number or 45% of that number? So, yeah, like there's so, yeah, Roman Anthony would definitely be a $30 million player in 4 years if things project as we see them, because right now he's the shoe-in favorite to be number two for Rookie of the Year. Kurtz in Sacramento is the odds-on favorite to win it. But Roman Anthony's number two. So, look, the Sox solidify their core. You have Campbell, Rafaela, Anthony, Bayo, and you sign Crochet. They'll extend Duran because if they didn't trade him, you know, then now you can negotiate, right? Like, if you trade him, you knew you were getting something back. So now they'll probably extend Duran. They've got time on Meyer to decide what they're going to do. Abreu may be the interesting piece in all of this, but you still have an amazing young core moving forward. The negatives? Haven't we seen like a bunch of farm kids come up here before? What happened to them? You know, and instead of he can hit the market at 31 and get paid, what if he has to wait until he's 30 to get paid and he's performed at such a high level? It's going to be something interesting to watch and see. But I hope what doesn't creep into the narrative is, well, he's not a long ball guy. And if this guy is not giving me X amount of home runs, this guy has a situational gene that reminds me of people I've seen like George Brett, what Paul O'Neill became later in his career. Like he has some of these things I see in him right now. So there's a clutch gene that already exists in this guy. Like that hit last night was absolutely amazing. I was just like, spot on what you do right there. The intelligence is great. So congratulations. I mean, he's a much richer guy right now. You yahoos, please stop comparing your construction contract to this guy. Nothing against anybody in the construction industry. But you're like, I'd be happy to be $1 million. I'd be like, yeah, try and hit a BP fastball. And then come back and I'll let you know how you would never make that $1 million, right? KJ Show continues next. We still to come. Like, we've got Oshitake, some of the worst takes going around this past week. And, of course, I've got to mention one of the big stories everybody's talking about in the broadcast news industry here in Boston. But right now it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
A Roman Anthony game-tying double in the ninth wasn't enough for the Sox. They fall to the Padres 5-4 in 10 innings last night. Rough start for Lucas Giolito. He went just 4 2/3, allowing 4 runs on 5 hits, walking 6 and striking out 1. They'll look to take the series from the Padres in this afternoon's rubber match. Brian Baio gets the start opposite Dylan Cease for San Diego. You can hear coverage of that one right here on WEEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage gets started at 3:10 with Dan Ball on the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Mike Monaco will have the call of the game. First pitch from Petco Park at 4:10. Elsewhere around the AL playoff picture, Yankees beat the Astros 5-4, Mariners beat the Rays 7-4, and the Dodgers beat the AL East leading Blue Jays 9-1. Sox trail the Jays by 3 games for the top spot in the East. Patriots preparing for week 2 of the preseason after Friday night's 48-18 beatdown of the Commanders. They'll head to Minnesota on Wednesday for a pair of joint practices with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game, which goes down on Saturday against those same Vikings. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More KJ coming up after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're listening to The KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
Hi, Mike. I'm curious, with Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, I'm curious how you thought they did on the left side tonight, just with, because it seemed like on the fumble that they might have missed that block, but at the same time, Will Campbell, and they were pushing guys forward, so just how you thought they did overall.
Well, I mean, I think the play demeanor showed, and I think that there was a game maybe that, you know, a pass rush game it looked like to me, and those are something that we'll continue to work hard on. We were able to pick them up in the practice. They ran a few of them over there against us in practice. We just have to be able to carry that execution into the game. But I certainly did see their play demeanor kind of stand out, and I think that that's a good place to start is with that and being downfield and finishing through the whistle and everything that we embrace here.
It's KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Still to come, keywords, Jason Tatum, Trail Mix, Kate Merrill, North Hepton Mass, Ice Cube, Marcellus Wiley, and Oshitake coming in about 10 minutes. Let's get your text messages before I get into Mike Vrabel's assessment on the offensive line Friday night and what I thought was an impressive win. 617-779-7937. What you got, Zach?
This one comes from the 617. They are not thrilled with the Patriots' choice in backup quarterback in Josh Dobbs. They say that Jameis Winston might be the most seasoned guy out there. Would have liked to see the Pats bring him in to be the backup.
Yeah, I'm totally with you there because, look, nothing against Josh Dobbs, but like, how are you, like, Kyle Williams was beating his man two or three times. And whatever knocks you have about Jameis Winston, and I totally agree because I think Jameis Winston is, he will be the guy that can tell you how mistakes can cost you games, right? But also is thrown for 5,000 yards, right? Like, Jameis Winston was the answer before Tom Brady became the answer there in Tampa. And so Jameis Winston, I think, has put himself in a situation where he is a great teachable guy that understands the person in front of him, their role, and can, if he needs to get into a game, he can win you a game. You just do not feel like that with Josh Dobbs. Look, again, when, and this kind of goes to the coverage, the sack that happened to, the sack and fumble that happened to Drake May in terms of the breakdown in coverage. Well, what if Drake May got hurt on that play? Let's just, because that was my concern, just like, oh man, if that body twists the wrong way, this ain't going to be pretty. Do you feel like you have a comparable quarterback that can get in there and at least allow this team to compete? And with Josh Dobbs, the answer is no. Like, my God, Kansas City's backup is Gardner Minshew. Like, you couldn't make a move. You couldn't make a move for Gardner Minshew. Like, they don't need Gardner Minshew. Like, if Pat Mahomes' backup is Bailey Zappi, I totally get it. But Gardner Minshew, they know that if Mahomes goes down, that Minshew could get in there and win a game. I just don't know if you feel like Dobbs could win a game with this team still trying to figure things out. And there's Mike Vrabel.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter.
Don't want that happening. 617-779-7937. Thank you for spending your Sunday with the KJ Show. I know it's a lot of energy. It's very early. Sunday mornings is usually when you hear kind of like local announcements for like bake sales and stuff like that. But management, I guess, is kind of taking a chance and burying you, Jack. No kidding. David in the car, thanks for calling the KJ Show. Good Sunday to you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. So, Patriots look good on Friday night. I'm very thrilled with, obviously, the coach choices that we have. That's what we needed. It now looks like a Patriots team somewhat, you know, still early. But my concern is a backup quarterback.
Mm.
You know, I understand why they let go of Milton. I get it. I still think it was a mistake. They should have kept him. You know, God forbid, you know, we still have a lot to see and to learn from Drake May. We have not seen enough to say this guy is going to be really good. It looks like he is. But my biggest concern is if he gets hurt, God forbid he gets hurt, I don't care what we have for coaching, what we have for players, we're done. We don't have a quarterback.
Yes. Yeah,
it's just a fact. It's a fact.
So, David, let me ask you this. Did that worry cross your mind on the sack fumble play with Drake May, that what if Drake May just got hurt there?
Yes. And I know it was just a preseason game, but the thing is, we got to look beyond that. We got to look at, once we get into the season, you know, there's going to be those plays where you're going to be, is this guy going to get up? Is he going to be okay? We've seen it over and over again. We've seen it with Brady. We've seen it with other teams, you know, where you, that as a fan, you know, that's your biggest concern. If this guy needs to be out for a couple of games, you know, to heal well, which is important, you know, do we have a chance of winning the next game or the next two or three games in line? And right now with the Patriots, we don't. And I still say the more we see Milton, and Milton has been lighting it up down in Dallas, I still think Milton's going to be a starter in Dallas. I really do. Because we all know Prescott, what happens there every year. So, and if he does well down there, if Milton ends up doing well, that is going to be the talk of the Patriots Nation.
David, have a great Sunday. Thanks for the call. Yeah. No, Milton still has a lot of learning to do. I watched some of his game last night. Ebro is on Happy Gilmore first 15 minutes after he's been kicked off the hockey team. There's still no touch there. Now, I would ask you this, and then it may even be rhetorical. I don't know at this point. Do you feel like you have an upgrade at the backup position from Brissett to Dobbs after what you saw Friday night? Now, the reason why I ask that is, you know, now people are like, why are you complaining about backups? Only New England fans would complain about backups. I would say, that is part of the New England story. You forget Brady went down after, what, four plays? It can happen. And just where this franchise is right now, the fan base could not bear another season just burning in hell with this team. Please, I'm sorry, the gnashing of teeth that's going on by the fan base over these last few years. Like, I even feel bad for Jerod Mayo, because it's just like, bro, you're just part of the ongoing story. You are not the full reason of the story. You're just another chapter in a book that people are glad and hoping to close right now. Think about it. When is the last time there was a conversation about the Patriots maybe winning more than 8.5 games? Not last year. The year before, winning 8 was a shock. I mean, 2 years before that, the Belichick's last year, oh my gosh. Talking about riding out into a nightmare, let alone sunset. It's like riding out at 2 in the morning. So the fan base cannot deal with the perspective of something that can go wrong in a normal situation end up turning that situation into something that's just kind of like, oh. Look, you didn't know what Matt Cassel was when Brady went down, formidable, held his own. It was just like the toughness set in. We know what Josh Dobbs is. We know. We've seen. And you've got all these other players, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, I mean, like, if it goes that, like, do you think Diggs stays longer? The development of the receivers, you don't see that happening. It just, yeah. Even someone like a Jameis Winston, where you know, okay, this isn't the quarterback of the future. But if we need 400 yards, I mean, Jameis Winston threw for what, 400 yards in like two straight games a couple years ago, or maybe last year, because Cleveland couldn't figure out what they were doing with their quarterback situation. And I remember saying to myself, like, if Jameis Winston was named the quarterback at the start of the season, Cleveland might have been a fringe wild card team, right? They, like, because they started to get on a run. And here's the other thing. Jameis Winston's going to show up. Jameis Winston, he's going to throw the pick. He's going to throw the pick. But the ball will move. That's the concern. The ball hasn't been moved. Just remember a few years ago, you're like, man, if the Patriots can just even get the ball to the 25-yard line of their opponent, that would be good. So that's where I agree with the caller and even the texter. Like, look, what do you do when you don't really have something in case something goes wrong? And the only reason why I thought that is because of what happened in that play. And I think even with Vrabel, if you've heard the comments, you'll hear him again during the day, where he's like, yeah, you know, Drake knows, we think he knows that in that situation, you just take the sack. You don't. Right, because trying to do too much can happen. You can end up like Mariano Rivera at an old-timers game. I'm kidding. Yeah, doing too much can end up costing too much. As for Will Campbell, as you heard from the break coming in, I agree, the play was good. The left side looked good. It wasn't rotating guys in there. I would like to eventually see Will Campbell play the majority of those snaps for the rest of the preseason, because a lot does weigh on what he can and can't do over there. Right? Like, at some point, like, that's not a rotational position anymore. You know, we're not rotating on this. I love what Will Campbell did in the run game. I really do. Outside that one play, I would say the pass protection was okay. I give it a B. The run game was a high A, close to A plus, I would say. But that nastiness, I'd still like to see more of it. Like, people joke about me saying about, like, you wanted to see him fight the first day of camp. You do it in a preseason game too. Like, just go out there. Just set your attitude. I think he's going to be more than fine. All right, coming back, I've got Oshitake before I get out of here. It's the KJ Show on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Get to more of your calls and texts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
KJ Show, the Sunday edition. Still a mystery of the world and the Eastern Scrolls of where the hell is the Monday through Saturday version. Where can I find it? It's one of the great mysteries of the world. A show like this, you only get 2 hours. So some of my thoughts before I get out of here, we'll still get your calls here shortly. Jason Tatum mentioning out loud that he'd never been to Rhode Island. Oh. Ooh.
Damn!
That's not good. Zach, hear me out. You're more likely to have been to Rhode Island than you've been to places in Western Mass. True or false?
Oh, definitely true.
Yeah, like, I've got family out there near Northampton, but then I realize, I'm like, you know what? I heard about Northampton. If I go, they'll be like, suddenly all these children appeared And I don't know where all the kids came from. Be like, it's that damn KJ. That's what he's doing Monday through Saturday. He's rummaging. No, I'm kidding. So I don't get to see them because I'm like, what? Like, for me, taking the Pike ends at 84. Like, all right, I'm about to go into Connecticut. You know, after that, like, they don't pay me to go to the Berkshires. I don't get money like that. So I haven't been there. I don't get to do apple picking west of there. Like, so for me, 84 is like the cutoff, right? So trail mix, right? I've been eating trail mix, trying to get healthy. I've gotten down to drinking a gallon of water a day, like from a gallon jug. That's been so tough for me to do. And so now instead of having candy, I'm trying to do trail mix stuff, right? So, like, what, Zach, to you, what is the one item that they cheat you in trail mix by overloading it? Like, putting too much in there is saying, we don't want it. Like, for me, I'm like, okay, you're not going to give me cashews and you're just going to load it up with raisins. Like, I'm five. It's just like, I'm not five. I don't need this many raisins.
See, I'm not really a big trail mix guy. Usually if I'm having something of the sort, it's like Chex Mix or like Munchies or something like that. And I think in Munchies, they just overload you with pretzels.
There you go. Right. The cheap thing would be the pretzels, the raisins. It's just something that just comes across my head as well. There's a great sports reporters, recent edition, ESPN. I think it's usually on, they do put them on YouTube with Jeff Passan, Shams, and Schefter. And they're all talking about their lives as these insiders, and it's really good for a lot of you nerds. Yes, you
bunch of damn nerds
who want to do this kind of like in the dark space, and how these guys are constantly talking to, watch this, real people with real insiders, right? So, like, it's pretty fascinating. Shams even revealed, like, pretty much he's lost friends and stuff like that, relationships. It's fascinating. Check that out. All right, 617-779-7937. We're a couple minutes away from Oshitake, and as well as the talk of television town here recently. Let's go to JP. Thanks so much for calling the KJ Show. Good Sunday to you, JP.
KJ, it's the damn raisins in there. I get a bag every night, Back Bay train station, 250, number 34. Damn raisins. I want more cashews, less almonds.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying.
Can you dig it? Last night, at the club, everybody's watching the Red Sox right into the 10th inning. I wanted that game. I could feel that game, KJ. Yeah. We need it. Tell me we're going to take the series today. And as always, BLEEP, the Yankees.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, JP. Something absolutely fascinating. So, yes, I think they'll take that series against San Diego just because that bullpen really got used by San Diego last night. And I was just saying, isn't it kind of illegal to have that kind of – where you get a bullpen like that, you know, like it should be illegal. You know,
they get
like
to trot Mason Miller out in the seventh and still have two all-stars to close.
Yeah,
it
right.
Up.
Like, exactly. Like, your guy who throws 105 is not the closer. like what are we doing? Right. Like, that's, but fascinating at baseballreference.com. The probability to win the World Series in the American League, the Astros 7%. Tigers 6.9%, the Blue Jays 5.6%, the Boston Red Sox 12.2%. Who's looking in the National League? Phillies at 10%, Dodgers at 8%, Padres at 3%, Brewers at 20.2%. If you told me the World Series matchup would be the Red Sox and the Brewers? Huh. Huh. All right. Let's get into Oshitake. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, doodle, man, what you got for me now?
Oshitake. Oshitake.
Ish. Take.
What the hell did you just say?
All right. This is where we look through different things that were said or happened during the course of the week. Here's Mark Schlereff, part of the Odyssey Network, discussing what the Cowboys really are.
The Dallas Cowboys are simply the Jacksonville Jaguars with better marketing. That's what they are.
Wow.
That's what they are. They've got a star on their helmet. They're just marketed better.
Yeah.
But they're the same dysfunctional group. You know the Dallas Cowboys haven't won a divisional playoff game since 1995?
That boy is good. Good and terrible.
Yeah, not a shiitake there. He's absolutely right. The Dallas Cowboys are the biggest fool. They are the diet pill that doesn't work. That's who they are, and all they do is get their drama at the front. And now, honestly, the Joe Milton drama is now theirs. All right, here's Marcellus Wiley on why nobody is really messing with Shannon Sharpe and anybody associated with him.
The relationships he had in that building, they didn't cultivate to the point where somebody would really risk it for him, right? This is relationship-based. Because if you... any of those people with the power could have said, come on, y'all. Y'all know what this is. This dude is still ratings. He's still doing it on the independent level and killing it. He has an empire. We can still use him. People were forgiven. Most people don't even believe he did anything like that. Come on. But nobody even wanted to have that conversation. You ever been there where they say, any questions? And everybody got a question, but ain't nobody about to ask. You ever been there?
What? Trash.
Yeah, you know... the reason why Shannon Sharpe isn't being touched is because Shannon Sharpe did a lot of touching too many times in public. Like, come on. The final one isn't a sports take, but one of the worst movies ever I've ever seen.
Hey, that was easy.
No, I'm just good.
Let's get my eye in the sky. Good morning, my sweet baby drum.
Have you seen War of the Worlds? You can kill the music.
Trash!
With Ice Cube. He's even said, he even admitted, hey, that was taped during 2020, during the pandemic, because he didn't get the shot, because he didn't get vaccinated. He felt like he was kind of blackballed. And it was a major motion picture owner, you know, film company. He went with it. War of the Worlds could be one of the worst things ever put on a screen. Have you seen this, Zach?
I have not, no.
People have been talking about how bad the movie is, and even Ice Cube, just a couple days ago, admitted how bad the movie was. Okay, so the big, big talk that's been going on around here is around what's happened with Kate Merrill over at WBZ, the television station. Now, I can't speak on her merits of her case, but I will say this, and I got evidence. I know a key person in that building so well that their very first internship in this media industry was under the direction of my first cousin, who was a promotions director of a radio station at the time. Now, Zach, to prove it, for the show, there's a document that we share, right? That across the glass, he sees it. You see picture number one?
I do, yes.
Okay. I'm not reading out loud what he does or his past or anything like that, but it's impressive, is it not?
It is, yeah.
Okay, so that's person number one. This guy used to intern under my cousin when he first got his taste in the media. The second person in the picture, the second person you see, is his mentor. That guy is a classmate of mine. And in July of 2021, person number two, that picture, you see what he does, right, Zach?
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, right? Had a conversation with me about this station. Don't let this 8 to 10 fool you. But I started in television. And I will tell you this. Myself, guy number one, guy number two, were taught. Always be aware of the actives. And I would say always beware of the actives. Arcan's next. Sunday service. Is somebody getting saved next?
Yes.
Arcan's here to save souls. That's next. Sox, get this San Diego win today. That game at 4 o'clock. So hang out. We got plenty of WEEI local leading up to the game time. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being up this early. God bless you. I'll talk to you again next Sunday here on WEEI. The KJ Show is now leaving!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.